Hello, 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 and welcome back here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Vivian, and this is Coffee Time. We just heard Tales of Kurtzen by the Toshiko Akiyoshi Lou Tapakin Big Band. Hope you liked it so far. And today I have a special show planned because I have our new intern Anna from Austria here.
Hi,
on
everyone.
Air. I'm so excited for this episode because I did a culture exchange, because today I am planning to do a culture exchange between Austria and Germany. I already did a similar show, I think last month, with our old interns Ayari and Hazel from Japan. So we did a Japanese and German culture exchange, and I'm really excited for today because I think people tend to think that the Austrian and German culture is almost the same, I would say.
It's not. It's definitely not. Yeah. People have a big misconception about this, I think. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't know if you're not from one of those countries. So
definitely. And I have some family that lives in Austria, so I can tell you it's a totally different culture. The people are totally different, I would say, and they have a different mindset. And especially where I live, so I live near the Dutch border, and it's totally different. We eat different things, we do different things, we celebrate different things. So we recently celebrated Carnival in Germany, and we talked about it. So Anne and I talked about it, about celebrations and traditions. And you only have one day of celebrations, right?
That's true. It's like Carnival is such a big thing in Germany, and we don't really have that in Austria, which is sad, but this is what it is. It's just very different celebrations we have for different things. So mm-hmm. Definitely a big difference there.
Yes, definitely. And we have not the same music. We have totally different music that is played in Germany and in Austria. So we want to share some of our German and Austrian music, and I'm excited for that because I don't really know much, and I also have some songs in mind that I want to play for you so that you can listen and tell me your opinion, and we'll also tell you my opinion about what I think about the Austrian songs, because I know some of the artists but not everyone. So I'm really excited what's about to happen. And yeah, we want to start now with two songs we both like and two artists we both like. It's not German, not Austrian, but English. So I'm excited to play you Amy McDonald, This Is The Life, because we both love the song and we both like the vibe, and it gives you a spring vibe because the weather got better over these last days, and I went to the beach yesterday and it was sunny, and I'm in such a spring mood. Summertime is coming up, and you can really feel the difference between winter and that it's spring coming up. So I'm excited for this one, and I hope you enjoy now with us Amy McDonald, This Is The Life. And then you will hear some Austrian and German music. But now, please enjoy Amy McDonald, This Is The Life.
Where you gonna sleep tonight? running in your head, fist was the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, singing this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head, fist was the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight?
Sitting in the student home, sharing stories. Now I simmer, sipping, sort of roam, walking like I've been talking the talk, but can't afford a phone. Trust, I'm all alone, panicking to play it safe. This talk of paper chase is forcing me to stay awake. Living this layer cake where others will say it straight. Say they got my back and that they're praying I'ma pave the way. Like it's the great escape, brothers doing better than me. I'm in a hurry, worry, what if they forget about me? I'm just another number, nothing when the check will bounce. See, I went moving for money, but there's nothing but debt around me. So when the rest have found me bugging in the brain, and I'm somewhere between the struggle and the strain. They ask why every fucking song the fucking same, and I tell them it's cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Check. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Just cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Brother, cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. Cause this is for the men of the house who were far too young. See, your friends are going out before you can't do none. You're raising funds for your mother and you can't do sons. Up in the rubble, raising trouble. What you can't do is run. And trust, I feel it, but can't conceal it. See, this inner city responsibility's killing me. I start to shiver when I think of all the shit I need. And see all my brothers burning paper on that sticky greed. Picking the thickest leaves, stuck in the mist. Saying this shit, I should've quit but couldn't fucking resist. And now they sit with a lark, a little luck and a wish. But trust, they still blow their mother a kiss. They're living up in the bits and slip stagger through the puddles in the pain. Somewhere beneath the rubbles in the rain, they ask why every fucking song the fucking same. And I tell them it's cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Check. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Just cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Brother, cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed.
Loy Connor, a song and an artist that Anna chose to play, or that I choose to play, because we both love him, and also Amy McDonald, we just heard This Is The Life, both gives me good vibes. It's a different vibe though, I think, especially, the different music style and how they sing. And the last song we just heard, Ain't Nothing Changed, is really calm and more like into the jazz direction, I would say. And then we have Amy McDonald with This Is Alive, and this gives me so much power and it makes me happy. And yeah, I'm glad that we are here today. And to get back to the coffee times traditions, I would like to announce what day is today. So today is Popcorn Lovers Day, National Meatball Day. There are some weird days today again. National National Barbie Day, National Get Over It Day, and Panic Day, Name Tag Day, National Crab Meat Day, and National False Teeth Day. And I think for me, the most important day is World Kidney Day. So I want to share a little insight into the history of World Kidney Day and what you can do, because I would say kidneys are pretty important for our body. So that was a day that stick to my mind. So I would like to share some about it. So World Kidney Day was first celebrated in 2006, and asking the above question, are your kidneys okay? And the idea that there is a great need to educate the world about the importance of Kidney Health Day and reduce the impact of kidney disease and other health conditions associated with them is what pushed the ICN and the IFKF to team up and make a difference. And the goal was to establish and to raise awareness of what our kidneys do and what can happen when they are not working properly. They strive to teach the risk factors and bring screening to those at risk for chronic kidney disease, so CKD. Prevention is the main overall goal by teaching communities how to keep their risk factors as low as possible. And respectfully, World Kidney Day is also about the nation. Transplant professionals use today to educate people on the need for organ donation. This is a decision that it left until the last moment can be difficult and painful for families, but individuals can easily make their wishes known, and the United States can identify this on their identification. These donations can bring the joy of life back to someone who is suffering from kidney disease. And how you can celebrate World Kidney Day is you can do different things to celebrate World Kidney Day and to make sure that your kidneys are okay. So keep regular control of your blood sugar. About 50% of people with diabetes will develop kidney damage. Make sure you're going, you're doing okay, and that you go to your doctor regularly. And keep fit and active. Staying active helps in many areas to keep your kidneys healthy, as well as promotes as positive mood and weight loss. Eat healthily and keep your weight in check. Making good food choices will go hand in hand with staying active to reduce weight and encourage good health and stay hydrated. And smoking is also bad in many ways, but also for the kidneys especially, and the chance of developing cancer in them increases by 50% for smokers. And stay away from over-the-counter medicine for chronic issues. So I'm from Germany, and it's really hard to get strong medicine by just going only to the supermarket, but you can only buy medicine in special stores, and here it's so much easier to get medicine. So this is also a huge difference that I recognized coming from Germany back here to Canada, that medicine is so accessible here, especially in the supermarkets, and that's also what surprised me. And yeah, there are many differences, and celebrate World Kidney Day by learning about your kidneys and how to keep them healthy and happy for years to come. And yeah, that's what I wanted to share about World Kidney Day, because I think it's an important day, especially for people suffering kidney diseases, and to make people aware of stay healthy and keep controlling your guts and your kidneys. So that's what I can say for about what day is today. And now we're going to jump right back into the culture differences. I only talked about it a little bit, about the differences between Canada and Germany, but today I would like to talk about the differences between Austria and Germany. And I have, if you just tuned in, hi, I'm Vivian, and today we have a special guest here on air on Coffee Time. Her name is Anna, and she's our new intern from Austria. And yeah, we're doing a culture exchange between Austria and Germany. And now we would like to play some German songs that are from Germany, made by German artists in the German language. Oh, actually, the third one is not in German, so stay tuned for that. And it's by a German artist, though. But I would like to record here Anna's live reaction, and then we were going to jump right into the Austrian songs, which I'm very excited for, because I'm not really into like Austrian music, I would say. Like, my family showed me some songs because part of my family is from Austria. Shout out to you. And we're going to jump right into the song, and then we might talk a bit about what's the differences between Austrian and German culture, and especially music. But now stay tuned for the first song. It's by Anna Mai Kantereit, one of my favorite bands from Germany, and the song is called Erdbeerkuchen, so strawberry cake, and it's from their newest album. I think they published it actually last week, and it's such an special album because it's called Es ist Abend und wir sitzen bei mir, so that means it's the evening and we're sitting at my house. And yeah, it's a beautiful album, and actually it was some songs are based on fan suggestions. So I followed them on Instagram, and they ask their fans if they would like to to have some songs suggestions and do some songs suggestions, and they did it. And based on those suggestions, they wrote some songs, and I think this is one of the songs that the fans suggested. So I'm really, really hyped, and I hope you like it, Anna.
I'm so excited to hear it.
Let's go right into Erdbeerkuchen by Annemai Kantereit.
Sommer, Sonne, Kuchengabel, eiskalte Limonade, Sonnenbrille ist ein Muss und Filterkaffee ein Genuss. Und der Erdbeerkuchen, den musst du mal versuchen. Nicht mehr lange hier. Sommer, Sonnenuntergang. Ich stoße an, weil ich das kann. Wir trinken Fehler weißer. Schenk mir gerne ein Federweißer. Ist ja gar kein echter Wein. Der Erdbeerkuchen, den musst du mal versuchen. Der Erdbeerkuchen, den musst du mal probieren. Der ist nicht mehr lange. Die Sonne in deinem Zimmer nicht mehr untergeht.
Troppe bottiglie di vino, facciamo alzare il vicino. Sono leggero e assente, oh baby, non mi basta più niente. Mi piace qui come atmosfera, rumore, luci, discoteca. Lei ama i brani anni 90, mi sa bene finché tutto brillante. E sono qua, io non l'ho scelto, ma sono sveglio e tu sei là. Nessuno lo sa, comunque mi va, per adesso mi va, per adesso mi va. Mi piace, mi piace, per adesso mi va. Mi faccio mille tatuaggi per capire cosa rimane. E quando resta per sempre, mi accorgo che non mi piace più. Sono tutto nudo e vestito, mi giro, piango mentre ridi. Non so qual era l'obiettivo, ma pian piano ci arrivo. E sono qua, io non li scelgo, ma sono sveglio. E tu sei là, nessuno lo sa, comunque mi va, per adesso mi va, per adesso mi va, mi piace, per adesso mi va.
Mi piace Gorucci Gang with Feet Jeremiah's, and just before that we heard Die Sonne in deinem Zimmer by Edwin Rosen, and before, so our first song was Erdbeerkuchen by Anna McCartwright. So what do you think about it, Anna?
It's so funny to have like a live reaction here in the studio, mm-hmm. because I have not heard any of these songs, although I know the artists, but mm-hmm. I haven't heard the songs, so great. Most of them give me like major summer vibes, mm-hmm. which is fun. Erdbeerkuchen has so funny lyrics. If you understand German, it's so, so funny. Yes. And I love them. Honestly, great, great music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really love them too. And I'm so excited to listen to the first song live because I'm going to a concert in September with my mom. Shout out to you. And yeah, I'm excited because the new album is so great. And I will play another song by Anna McCartwright soon. But now we would like to listen to Austrian music and Austrian singer-songwriters. And I'm really, really excited because I know some of them. And some of them are pretty famous in Germany, too. So our first artist here is Young Horn. And he is, I would say, he's pretty popular in Germany, too.
Yeah, in German-speaking countries, I think mm-hmm. people know him. I love him. He's such a great artist. Yeah, it's so cool.
And you can really tell that he's awesome because when he sings, he doesn't have an accent. But when he talks, so giving interviews, for example, you can really tell that he's from Austria. But I always forget that he is Austrian, not German. I don't know why, though. But yeah, I'm excited. And I haven't heard the three songs I have here for you. I haven't heard them yet. So I'm excited. And I will give you my live reaction after. But I will stop talking now because we were going to enjoy the Austrian music now. This is Aus meinem Kopf, so from my head, Young Horn.